Good morning. This is Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. Well, put your seatbelts on, ladies and gentlemen, because we have the doctor in the house, Dr. Omar Bey, who is going to tell us about his exciting new website and talk about his Ask the Doctor program. Omar, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
This is nice
to be here.
This is your third show, so you're family now. Now, next time I expect you to bring me a plate.
I'm going to bring you a big salad, man.
A big salad.
Because we do weight loss.
Well, you know, for those unfortunate guests who missed the first two times you've been on the program, can you give them a little bit about your education and background?
Yeah.
Fellow Seton Hall grad.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm, of course, Seton Hall graduate. From Seton Hall, I went to UMDMJ and did my residency and medical school and residency. From there, did fellowship at Beth Israel Medical Center, pulmonary critical care, and after that went to the University of Pennsylvania Hospital, did nutrition, and came back and has been at Beth Israel Medical Center ever since.
Wow.
And, my private office is locally, it's in Maplewood, but the hospital I admit to is Beth Israel.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. And Beth Israel is now part of the Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas conglomerate.
You bet you believe it. And they're doing a great job down there in the city, taking care of so many people. You know, it's just interesting because Beth Israel has been it's been that hospital that's a tertiary care hospital. It has lung transplants, heart transplants. It's been one of the hospitals that other hospitals refer into, and I'm just so proud to be a part of it. Also, there are some other things that are happening great in Newark. There's something called Newark Community Health Center, and basically that is a federally qualified health center and it's outpatients, and they have strong alliances with hospitals, especially Beth Israel, but they see about 15,000 patients a month.
A month.
They have seven sites.
Can I charge them a dollar when they go in?
Yeah, $1.
$1 you can go in.
But they're doing so many great things in Newark and the surrounding area. I happen to be the board chair of that organization.
That's right.
We're just so proud of them. Our fearless leader, Dr. Pamela Clark, is just excellent in what they're doing down there. And I'm just so proud of her and what her staff and everything.
You know, Omar, you should leave that on because I like the sound effects, because normally my shows are, you know, kind of quiet. So you can leave it on. We get a little do-do-do-do.
Yeah. Let everybody know that was my phone going
That's
off.
Right.
It was supposed to be on silent, but it wasn't.
No worries. Hey, you know, we need to brighten up everyone's day 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning. But also, you have a book that you published last year called Eat One Half Weight Loss Easy. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it works. I did his one half thing. I did it this summer,
right,
and I took off 20 pounds.
Oh, wow.
First time in 20 years, I took off 20 pounds.
Well,
so
you know,
I owe it to you, Dr. Omar, and also I owe it to my lovely, beautiful wife who has put up with me for 25 years.
let me tell you, weight loss, the concept is easy. The concept of what I put together and how the thought about weight loss and what you're supposed to do is very easy. But the true weight loss, losing weight, is very difficult. And it's an emotional thing, because what we're really asking people to do is to cut back on something that they really enjoy. Food and eating is enjoyment to us. I mean, it really is. If you go to someone's house, the first thing they say is, what do you want to eat? You know, if you go out to dinner,
to the folks who have proper etiquette. I've been to a few places. I can't even get a drink of water.
I hear you. But food is something that's enjoyable.
Yes,
it's
yes.
something that, you know, if you're Social. Depressed, what do? You eat, you know,
right.
It's one of those things that's a pacifier. And it really is difficult to change that mindset that you can lose weight. But we've put it in a book. I've put it in a book. And over the years, I've developed these concepts and they work. You know, I have a lady that follows me on Facebook that bought the book, and she started losing weight in February, and so far she's lost 110 pounds.
That's awesome.
Believe it, that's beautiful. She was morbidly obese, and she's doing so much better. And boy, I'm just so happy for her. We Facebook all the time, but I'm so happy.
Mm-hmm. And so your book, Eat One Half, Make Weight Loss Easy, Dr. Omar Bey. You can get this on Amazon.com, oh, yeah. Barnes & Noble, and yeah, all of the outlets.
Oh, yeah, all the outlets it has. Or you just Google me up, my name, Omar Bey, or Eat One Half.
And Bey is
B-E-Y. B-E-Y, right. Yeah. Or go to my website, which is
obeyyourdoctor.com. Man, how did you get that? That's cool.
I'm gonna really tell you that initially I have a radio show that I do, and I
TV show.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm on a radio show. I have a TV show. Excuse me.
Okay.
And that TV show I wanted to put up on the web. So what I coined this phrase called med moments, and what a med moment is that if you're walking up the stairs and you have chest pain. That's a mid moment. Your body is telling you something's wrong. So you're either going to ignore it, or you're going to do something about it. And I definitely try to get everyone to do something about it. When the signs come, boom, get help, right? So my website was called Med Moments. There was someone else liked that name very, very a lot. I was naive, and I called my website Med Moments. They called their website Med Moment. And of course, right, everyone who was looking for me was going to them. So I was really trying to find a name that meant something to me, and that would mean something to other people as well. I couldn't. And I kept thinking, and came up with Obey. But the problem is that there's that company out there that says Obey, you know, the clothing company, and all those names are gone. So I said, Obey Your Doctor. Let me see if that's there. And guess what? Everything was there. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everything was there. So I took the name. And that's
awesome.
How I got it.
So let's talk about your website. Now, your website right now, mm-hmm. obeyyourdoctor.com.
Yes.
However, March 1st is going to be a very, very pivotal moment for
yes.
obeyyourdoctor.com yes. because...
It truly is because we're taking it from... right now, it is a medical educational website where I feature the book and weight loss. I also feature different... for instance, if you have hypertension, I'll go through a scenario and what to do and what not to do, that type of stuff. And I feature my TV show on that. But March 1st, it totally transformed. It's going to be a total health network in a sense that what we're offering is we're offering nutrition, we're offering wellness, we're offering health, all through eating healthy, because you are what you eat. So basically what we're saying is that if you come on this website, number one, if you become a member, wow, how much do you get? We're doing meal plans and recipes, and for the whole week we'll list out the meals that you put together. We're doing recipes, different types of recipes, interesting stuff. You get my weight loss book. We do inspirational messages. We're doing there's so many things that we'll go through that's on the website, but it's going to become one of those type of websites that if you open it up, there's a total health network that you can just log into and become, and it's just all about being healthy, because we are what we eat. And my whole goal is that everyone out there to not only be healthy, but be healthy for as long as you live. I always say, if I live to 100, I want to be healthy until I'm 101. So the only way I can do that is put myself in that position so that I can get there. And how do you get there? Boy, you got to eat and eat healthy and keep your weight under control. And you got to exercise and be fit. Those are the things. But sometimes we need a little help doing that, you know? And that's what this website is. It's about caring and sharing, you know? And on my Facebook and all of that, I always talk about caring and sharing. And what I mean by that is... we care for ourselves, and if you really care for yourself and you're doing well, guess what? Share it with somebody else. You know, make sure they are pulling themselves. Help them out. You know, give them some advice. You know, take them to the park. Let them jog around with you. Whatever you can do, share it. And then it comes down to friends and family. events and family. I'm a big enthusiast, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Right, enthusiast mm-hmm. about that because friends and family is so important. If you're doing well, then you want your family to do well. You want your friends to do well. Make sure they come to the doctor. Make sure they're doing what they need to do to take care of themselves. And then I always say it takes a village. You know, so when all of this comes together, let's all get together and let's just talk about it. Let's do what we need to do. But let's come together and talk about it. And that way we can help each other as well. So those are my concepts as far as health is concerned, especially in the African-American community.
Where hypertension and diabetes is running rampant.
Oh, it's horrible. You know, one thing I was late to a meeting the other day. We were in the doctor's lounge and we were talking and there was a big discussion about AIDS and HIV and diabetes, and which one at this particular point is more harmful or more devastating. And this discussion went on and on, and it came down to the way we feel. And we don't have statistics comparing and everything, but these are doctors looking at patients every day in the hospital.
Anecdotal.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm.
HIV at this particular point is a chronic disease. You take your medications on a regular basis, your viral load is zero. You're not giving the virus to anybody. You live a normal life. There are no secondary medical problems because of it. You live a normal life. You die of something other than HIV. Diabetes, well, guess what? You can lose your sight, you can lose your kidneys, you can have a heart attack, you can have peripheral vascular
disease,
lose your limbs. I mean, give me a break. So which disease is worse at this particular point? I think we need to concentrate on diabetes, especially in the African-American community. Definitely. It's devastating.
And so on this website, folks can get access to all of this information.
Mm-hmm.
How do you build a relationship with them via your website?
All right. What we do actually is the website is a type of website that you can communicate. They can actually email us that, hey, info@obeyyourdoctor.com. That's it, you can just email us. You can communicate with us. What we're doing is we're even putting up a blog, and we're blogging about nutrition. We're blogging about health. We're blogging about wellness. And we have all of these blogs going on at one time. We have, I had a meeting the other day with our fitness people, and they're going to put together videos. So you have fitness videos, you have yoga videos, we'll have high intensity videos, low intensity videos. You don't have to go anywhere. You can open this website up and everything is there for you. You got the weight loss, you got the videos, you can ask the nutritionist, you can ask questions of the doctors, it is just there. And that's what it's all about. It's about communicating, it's about being involved, it's about staying involved, it's about getting in touch. We're going to do it. It's all going to happen.
Dr. Bay, if someone wanted to contact you directly,
mm-hmm.
How can they reach you?
Well, at this particular point, you could either email me at info@obeyyourdoctor.com is probably the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
My office, if it's a local person, then my office is there. My number is 973-761-6761, and you could call the office. You know, I'm always around. Always around, always can be.
And what is your response time? Someone calls you one day, how long before you?
I try to get to them within 24 hours.
Oh, that's good.
I try.
Right.
If it's a patient or if it's an emergency, of course, I call back. But, you know, just a casual call, I try to get back within 24, 48 hours. Yeah.
So talk to me about this nutrition tools and calculator that's going to be on your website.
Yeah. Well, there are certain things that you want to know about. Mm-hmm. You want to know what your BMI is.
Right.
You know, you want to know what your ideal body weight is.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to go in and put those things in. See, what I did is the website is actually, it has a component as well that you can go in and you can put in your meals that you've eaten and calculate your calories. There is a part that you can have a photo journal and you can track your as you lose weight, you can look at yourself and track your photo because it's password protected. So also There's going to be inspirational messages. So each morning, you'll get an inspirational message. There will be health tips. Mm. All that kind of stuff is going to be there. And then you'll be able to calculate, you know, your BMI, which is your body mass index, as well as your ideal body weight. Where, how big should you be? How large? How much weight should you carry for your frame? You know, and it's so important. You know, I look at it like, and I think I told you about this the last show. I look at it like, I always say that it's like a Cadillac. My father used to love Cadillacs, you know, in the day, you know.
Oh, all right.
I bought myself a new Cadillac, and I get out of the showroom, and I put my foot on the gas, and I'm boom, and I'm down the street, and I'm going down the street, and I'm going 100 miles an hour, and I never let off that gas pedal. That, guess what? That car is going to break down. Well, think of us as a Cadillac or a car. If your frame is to carry 125 pounds and you're carrying 225 or 250 or 300 pounds, well, guess what? That body is going to break down. The knees are going to go. Your heart is working twice as hard. Your lungs are working twice as hard. All of those things, every organ in your body is working harder than God made it to work.
Right.
It's a problem. And we don't think that we cut years off our lives, but we do. And I'm here to live as long as I can. And I want everybody out there to live as long as they can, too. So we're going to work on this thing. We're going to do it together.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Dr. Omar Bey talking about his website, which you can go to now, obeyyourdoctor.com. And the new website will be up on March 1st. Mm-hmm. But I want to switch gears here for a second, Dr. Omar Bey. You have another series, which I really love, that you're doing in the community called Ask the Doctor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tell us, how did this program come about?
Okay. Yeah, how did it come about?
Yeah.
There's a physician by the name of, and I'm going to say the name is now, call his name because he's just a great brother. He's in the area. His name is Bobby Cunningham.
Okay.
And he's a Kappa. Hopefully I got the fraternity right. And he asked me.
Well, we won't hold that against him because I'm an Omega.
Okay. All right. But he's a Kappa, and he's in one of the grad chapters. He asked me to come by and talk to the brothers. They were having a big meeting, and I came by, and I said, you know, I could talk about prostatic disease. I could talk about hypertension, diabetes. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to let them ask their questions. And would you believe their meeting was over about 9 o'clock? I didn't get out of there until midnight.
Oh, my goodness.
They had so many questions, and these were brothers. And I was like, wow, if brothers have this many questions, what about sisters? I know they have questions. So what I did was I put together a stellar group of physicians, all African-American brothers, believe
all
it or
stars,
not.
All stars. All stars. The A-team.
We have neurosurgery. We have cardiology. We have pulmonary. We have orthopedics. We have internal medicine. Pediatrics, it goes on and on and on. And you can go to the NOOS website. Will have all of that's to call my team. They will be up on the website. And we go to the church, and we'll go on a Saturday morning, and we'll sit there, and we will answer any medical question and break everything down. No big words, nothing. We talk to you as though we're sitting.
It's free, correct?
It's all free. And yeah. We sit there and we talk as though we're sitting in my kitchen just talking back and forth like the family's talking. And basically, we usually plan to stay there for 3 hours. We have never gotten out under 4 hours talking and just answering questions. It's so great. Our next one is at Elmwood Presbyterian Church on February 10th. And it's, I think it's 135 Elmwood Avenue.
Yep.
Yeah, in East Orange, New Jersey. And it's February 10th. We'll be there at 10 o'clock. All the docs will be there. We would love for you to come and be a part of this and just come. It's free.
You don't have to register. Just come.
Show up. Just show up. The church is big enough. It can handle it. Long as there's a seat, we'll welcome you, and we will answer any question that you have. That's what it's all about. And once we get the new website up, that's going to be part of it. We're going to have several things. It's going to be the ask your medical questions. We're going to have health ministries. There's a component that has health ministries, because what we're going to do is podcasts, and we're going to be having the podcast and the health ministries, and we'll have a format for health ministries to follow, and we're going to pick a particular disease for that month and engage them and all of that. We're going to bring back. Do you remember when back in the day when I had the physician's directory out?
Right, I remember.
We're bringing it back. That's going to be a part of the new website. So if you're in New Jersey, we're going to start with New Jersey and Philadelphia and Manhattan. And if you're in those areas and you desire, not that you have to have, but if you desire African-American physician, you're going to have an avenue that you can find one. And from there, hopefully, we will broaden out and do, you know, other states and other cities. But we're going to start right here as a pilot study on the website. And all of that will be free. All of that's free, you know.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. That is awesome. And ladies and gentlemen, let me share with you that I've been given access to the beta site. And it looks beautiful on my phone.
Thank you.
So, you know, I mean, folks are now, you know, traversing information on the smartphone.
Yeah. And that's a part of our lives now. We're never giving it up. I mean, I'm lost without my phone. So, you know,
a lot of people don't realize that there are 4.4 billion smartphone subscriptions globally.
I know.
Goodness and folks gracious. Are spending no less than 3 hours on their smartphone device every day.
Yeah. I mean, it's come down to it's a little computer. So we use it as that, and it assists us every day, and it makes life fun. It makes it easy. You can learn so much if you use it properly. You can, So we definitely try to do it that way.
Yeah. And so this affair that you have coming up February 10th at Elmwood Presbyterian Church at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. Do you have a program that you follow, or you just like folks just start with the questions?
Let me tell you, there's no program. This is real. As I said, you come, it's relaxing. It's like we sitting in our yeah. kitchen. We introduce the doctors, their specialties, and we say, "All right, what are your questions?" Once the questions start, if you're shy and you don't want to get up and ask your question, you can write it down. We have 3x5 cards. You write your question down, pass it up. We'll answer it any way you give it to us. We'll answer it, and we're real about this. We break it down. No, there's no dumb question. There's no ignorant question. There's no question too small or too little. Ask it because it's important. It's about your body. It's about taking care of yourself. It's about, you know, hey, coming together. And we as doctors giving back to the community.
And based upon your experience of doing these events, what is the big topic that you see, the big common thread that's in our community that we have to address?
You know, the thing of it is that it all depends on, you know, each time we do this, there's a topic that happens. That you'd be surprised. When we were at Fountain Baptist Church in Summit, it was cardiology. When we were at St. Paul's in Montclair, it was oncology. It was cancer. We were at Sussex in Newark. On Sussex Avenue, we were at New Hope. Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious, it was more hypertension and diabetes. We were at where was that? First Baptist Church in Nutley. Man, I mean, the people, and there, I think cardiology again, and I think it was diabetes. So every time we go, there's a different focus, that people have, you know, questions on a specific, you know, the topic or a disease that seems to be the mainstay, but it's a broad spectrum of diseases that are covered. So it's just an exciting day.
After that day, folks have gotten a lot of information. Mm-hmm. Have you given thought to the follow-up with the pastor of the church to talk about what mm-hmm. are they going to do with their health ministry?
Right. What we're doing, and that's why we have a health ministry component, because we don't want to come, have this great day, and everybody was like, yeah, got hyped up and went home and did nothing about it. There's a health ministry component to it. We follow up. We're gonna, you know, keep in contact. There will be, you know, we'll be doing podcasts. We'll be doing things to keep in contact. That way, when we do a podcast, all the churches can know exactly when we're doing the podcast. They can continue to connect with us. And we try to recycle and go back to the churches. Even if it's not a main Saturday, we try to do small things in the church, you know, just to keep them energized and keep them engaged and keep things going. Yeah.
So at this event that's coming up on February 10th at Elmwood Presbyterian Church, mm-hmm. located at 135 Elmwood Avenue in East Orange, mm-hmm. Will you do a Periscope or a Facebook Live video of capturing it?
Yeah, that is something we're thinking about doing and trying to you know, put it out there more that we are doing this. The only problem with that is that sometimes the audience may not want to be filmed.
That's true.
Talking about personal information. Sure. So we have to figure out how we can do it and not expose someone who may be there asking a question that they may not want the world to know that they asked that question.
Right,
you know, the reason we do it in churches is because that's where people feel comfortable.
Yes.
That's where you go and you know no one's going to judge you there.
Right.
You know, I can really ask this question and no one's going to sit and say, you know, the eyebrows are going to go up and all. That's not going to happen there.
You're not going to hear Sister Brown say, you need to put that donut down, George.
Well, they may say that, but you understand what I'm saying. When you're really, really, you know, sincere about something and this is your health and this is and these questions are serious. And so videoing it gets a little dicey. Okay. And right now, that's not what we're about.
Only reason why I mention that is that when I'm sitting in church at Bethany Baptist Church and the choir or the pastor, something has moved me. Mm-hmm. And I'll go right to Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. And I get folks from all over saying, hey, thank you for sharing that.
Right.
But I understand about the confidentiality.
You know, and this is something where people are really reaching out and asking. And some real, you know, intimate questions come up. So if there's a way that we can film a video to doctors the audience, then we'll do that.
Yeah, just put it on the camera stand.
Right.
And just have it focus on the doctors.
And we'll repeat the questions and not see the audience. And that would be fine, but I wouldn't want to expose anybody.
Yeah, because I think that's some great content. But also, when someone is sitting somewhere else and they're hearing someone to express a situation that they have and they get the answer, that's healing right there.
Right.
That's healing right there. Because you're educating them. They're like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, I have that problem. I haven't done anything about it. Because one thing that I advocate for black men is to talk about the prostate.
Yeah.
Because,
deal.
You know, because a lot of brothers are like, I don't know, I hear that glove snap.
Yeah, but there are blood tests that we can take that give us indication as to what's going on now, too. So there are other things that we can do other than the prostate exam. But, yeah, I understand. I've heard that many times.
Yeah, exactly.
I've heard it many times. All right.
And so when folks sign up to the new website, they automatically get a copy of your book. Did I understand correctly?
You know what it is? We would love for people to understand that what we're offering on the website, you're going to get so much. And we're really keeping it cheap, you know? Not cheap, but we're keeping it affordable.
Affordable. I love the word.
I shouldn't say cheap.
No, don't say that.
Affordable.
It's a premium product at an affordable price.
There you go. So you're going to get the book. You're going to get the recipes. You're going to get the meal plans. You're going to get access to all our videotapes. You're going to be able to count your calories. You're going to be able to actually track your progress. You're going to get, you know.
Are you going to allow folks to create groups where they can support each other, like Fitbit?
Yeah.
You know.
You can do the groups. That is our stage two.
Okay.
You know, we're starting off.
Of course.
You know, this is like a baby being born right now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But we're starting off and it will happen. It will happen our technology team, they're building
the website's
all
beautiful.
The time.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a fluid process.
Yeah, it's a fluid. So we're always adding. You know, we're starting because, you know, my patients, the problem with, and I love what the other weight loss products are doing, and I don't know if I should name their names. Or I love what they're doing, but we can't afford it. So many of my patients can't afford it. They're like, doc, you know, they're asking me to do all this stuff, but I can't afford that.
Right.
You know, I don't have $15. Every week and go in and count this and do that or buy this or buy that. I don't have that. So I said, listen, let me put something together that's a total health network. We're doing health. It's all about caring and sharing. It's all about,
caring,
you know, eat
sharing.
One. You know, then half the calories, twice the health. That's what it's all about.
Oh, I like that.
You know?
Wow, man.
And that's what it's all.
You're a marketing machine.
Yeah, well, you know how it is. You know how it is. Well, you know, I always say good health enhances the soul, it energizes the body, you know, and it eases the mind. You know?
Well, believe it or not, we are at the end of our interview.
Time
flies. And, you know, you're always, we're going to have you back at least once a quarter because you always got something good to say.
Oh.
But what are the closing comments you'd like to share with the audience?
Oh, you know, the thing of it is that truly, you know, just step back and understand that we are what we eat. And if we just talk to each other, if we, you know, communicate. Because if you're doing well, let somebody know about it. You know, pull someone else along. That's what it's all about. I just truly believe in caring and sharing. And weight loss and your proper weight and ideal body weight is so important. if you decrease your weight and come into that realm of normal weight for your height, you decrease hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, obstructive sleep apnea, colon cancer, breast cancer. I'm telling you, it comes down. All of those things are decreased. It's so important. So that's what we're about. We're about sharing, and we're about making it happen. You know, get motivated. Make this a movement. Hey, we're going to do this thing.
Beautiful, right. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Dr. Omar Bey of obeyyourdoctor.com.
Yes,
who is the author of the book, Eat One Half,
yes,
Make
ma'am.
Weight Loss Easy. Omar, thank you for coming
on. All right. I'm so glad you invited me. And remember, we are on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on YouTube. Hook us up, you know, obeyyourdoctor.com.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps it up for this week on Leadership with Darrell W. Gunter. Remember, leadership begins with you. Have a great weekend. And remember, eat one half.